And you're listening to VPR. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. It's branded as the King, or perhaps Ronald Reagan. Potent and possibly deadly batches of heroin are again popping up in New England. Heroin laced with fentanyl was responsible for a spate of overdose deaths in the Upper Valley last fall. And now, Vermont authorities are again sounding the alarm about heroin that may contain this sedative, which is 80 to 100 times more powerful than morphine. To learn more, we're joined by Vermont State Police Captain J.P. Sinclair. Captain, welcome.
Thank you, sir.
So I'd like us to understand what you're dealing with here. How does the human body react differently to heroin containing fentanyl compared with just plain heroin?
The danger with fentanyl is that it's so much more powerful than heroin. And people that are in the throes of an addiction, you know, they know how many bags they normally do per time. But when they get heroin that has a fentanyl mix of unknown proportion, then their normal amount, so-called normal amount that they do, is actually compounded many more times by the potency of the fentanyl, and they may be accidentally putting themselves at a very high risk of overdose.
State police have described some of the packaging that this dangerous heroin is in right now, red and white wax paper bags, some marked with a red Superman emblem, some with the head of a gorilla. Aside from this packaging that you've described, is there any other way for users to know if their heroin contains fentanyl?
By sight alone, no. And part of our reasoning and wanting to put out this information is that obviously there's a number of people that surround anybody that is dealing with an addiction, their loved ones, their family, their friends, and if they see these particular type of packagings around, that maybe this can be an alarm that may lead to some medical intervention sooner rather than later. Time is of the essence, and it could be the difference between the person surviving that experience or me having to send out one of my death investigators.
Is there a trend in New England that we're seeing heroin spiked with fentanyl more often now?
Well, we're seeing it across the country. Every state's dealing with it, and Vermont, unfortunately, is no exception, especially since about 2012 up until last year's stats at 2014. There's been a sharp rise in our heroin-related fatalities, and that also includes heroin that has fentanyl in it. From 2012, we went from 9 to all the way up to 35 in 2014.
And why would a drug dealer or a drug manufacturer put fentanyl in heroin, especially if it's killing his or her customers?
It enhances the product that they're selling. It's a more powerful product. It creates a demand. Unfortunately, there is a mindset sometimes with, you know, folks that are dealing with this terrible addiction in their life that, you know, when they hear about a particular brand being hot or, you know, being very good stuff, it's not been overly stepped on, it's not weak, and it creates demand for the product. And even though it's highly dangerous, because you just don't know, you know, the dealer that put this together, what's the percentage of the mix?
State police have said that they have seized the drug fentanyl in several investigations. My understanding is this isn't very often prescribed to medical patients. It's a powerful painkiller and a sedative, but they aren't sending people home with it like, say, Vicodin or something like that. So how is it that this powerful prescription drug is finding its way to heroin dealers?
Well, obviously there's overseas sources of fentanyl in raw form that allows it to be mixed with a heroin product. But you're right. Normally, fentanyl is a very powerful time release. You most often see it in a transdermal patch where, you know, folks that are having extreme amounts of pain due to things like advanced cancers and things like that. You know, as far as where it's being sourced and how it comes into the mix through any number of sources through drug trafficking.
We've been talking with Vermont State Police Captain J.P. Sinclair about a potentially deadly batch of some heroin that's been popping up in New England that could contain the prescription drug fentanyl. Captain, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.